This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Monday, the 23rd of October. Wowie zowies. Have you to think freely, listen freely, make sure that all of your tinfoil is adjusted properly. That's what the ladies usually advise me to do. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, who has tinfoil of her own. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. What brand of tinfoil do you use, Jennifer?
Is it tinfoil?
Reynolds Wrap?
Probably, sure.
Yeah. You're just going to go along to get along?
So whatever the blue box is,
Yeah, that's
sure.
Reynolds Wrap.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. All right, how about you, Victoria? What's your favorite tin foil, tin wrap?
I don't use it because it's aluminum.
Really?
So, yeah.
Ah, you don't use it because it's aluminum.
Yeah.
Aluminum in and of itself, the mining of aluminum is dangerous or not good for the...
Well, I eliminated all aluminum, like, from my deodorant, and, like, I just don't use aluminum products, and I'm not going to cook with it, because that's just cooking aluminum into
my food.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many years, I was thinking about that, what my mother used to cook all the fish in aluminum. Actually, now that I think about it, maybe that's what's wrong with me. All of the stuff that she cooked, we always had it, there was aluminum foil placed around everything to keep the juices in. Right?
I think a lot. Yeah, I mean, my parents did the same thing, but I mean, I just only in the past few years realized like how bad aluminum is in general. And Dr. Jack pushed me over the edge. So
really,
there's no
Dr.
aluminum.
Dr. Jack pushed me over the edge for about a week when it came to not having fruit because of the sugar in it. And I did some research, and he and I are going to have a conversation about that on this week's. The Good Day Health podcast, Dr. Jack Stockwell
like
and I will discuss. Yeah, because I looked up how much sugar there was in berries and melon and all that sort of thing, and it's practically nothing. The sugar that is problematic.
Melon's usually higher sugar, but berries are actually the one that people tell you to, because they don't have a lot of sugar in them, and they have a lot of fiber. Yeah.
No, if you look it up, actually look up the sugar content, which is what I did, because I was finding myself not... to a point it could have been withdrawal, but I've stopped doing a lot of sugars, and I just, in this circumstance, there's like 1/4 of a gram in a cup of blueberries or raspberries, and the melons is less. The heaviest fruit, sugar-wise, that I could find was banana.
Yeah.
So I've stopped bananas, and then, you know, there are other things.
Watermelon's supposed to be pretty high, too.
Yeah. Watermelon. Well, it depends on how much you eat. If you eat a lot, then you're going to have that impact. But if you don't eat a lot of it, it doesn't make
sense. But it's not even just, I mean, and I do agree, I think berries are very healthy, and there's a lot of fiber, too, especially raspberries. There's a ton of fiber.
Yeah.
Blackberries. But I think what Jack means is it's the way that your body metabolizes it. It's not just on the surface of how much sugar is in fruit.
Yeah.
It's what it does once it hits your bloodstream. And that's why he's... anti-sugar. Mm-hmm. But it does seem to be a weird thing. Half the nutritionists that, you know, that I've read say the same thing as Jack, and then the other half say a little bit of fruit is okay. It's confusing.
It is. So, Kara, have you got anything to worry about when it comes to cooking things in aluminum?
I still use it every now and then, but it's not like a regular, I don't know, I don't think about aluminum foil all that much. not on the top of mind for me.
Do you use deodorant with aluminum?
You know, I don't actually know. I haven't actually looked in the ingredients.
If it's a deodorant,
if it's antiperspirant,
deodorant's one thing, antiperspirant's are another. Antiperspirants will plug up your pores and cause cancer.
No, it's not. It's a deodorant, not an antiperspirant.
Good. All right. That's where the aluminum is. It's amazing how much we get sold without, how much more informed we are as a population about things like that than we used to be. Certainly no one ever thought about that. People went to the drugstore or wherever and bought things that they could use that would keep them from smelling. That's all they thought about. I don't want to smell. I don't want BO, so I'm going to go buy whatever is cheapest.
This isn't, I wouldn't make fun of that. That's a great thing that they did for the public.
What, to not?
Have you been to Italy? Have you been on like
I'm going to be in Italy a week from today, so maybe I'll...
Trust me when I say that that's a good thing to do when you go to a store is to look for something that won't make you stink.
Well, but you know what I'm saying. You can not stink and not hurt yourself at the same time. It was the education, the process of education, as Victoria suggested, that would keep you from cooking in aluminum or even using aluminum pans and fry, you know, anything that has aluminum or any kind of light metal, when you cook it and, I'm sorry, well, yeah, when you cook things in it or when you clean it. How many of you have ever thought when you were using a tin pan that you burnt something in and you went in there with steel wool to clean it off and you see the scratches on the bottom of the tin can of the pan, what the residue is doing? You rinse it out, you think you got it all? Nah. Next time you cook this stuff, it releases that and you eat it. And it's a direct link to Alzheimer's, dementia, all kinds of things that are not good for you. So, this was...
Happy Monday.
Conversation that I wasn't expecting there, but it's not bad. It's just there.
Wait, can I just ask, though, let's go back to the beginning. Why did you ask us what we thought about tinfoil?
I don't know. I said that you adjusted your tinfoil, and my mind as it works just went, I wonder what kind of tinfoil they used to cook in. And that's the entire... There's no mystery. There's no mystery here.
I thought there was like a story or something.
Nope.
There.
Okay. No, actually, the first thing that I wanted to do was ask whether you saw Lady Gaga with all the presidents. That's what intrigued me. Of all the things that have happened since last we spoke, Lady Gaga with the presidents, that picture of them, and seeing how bad George Bush the father really is at this point, it really is sad to see him like that.
Yeah, but God love him. He got himself out on that stage. Yeah. He's not giving up, you know. He's not disappearing.
It's a principle for him. Right. I think Jimmy Carter is a couple of years older than he is.
They're the same. I think Jimmy Carter is a year older, around the same age.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But Jimmy Carter, for having a brain tumor, looks great.
Right. Well, he was interviewed by the New York Times over the weekend, said that he wanted to be Trump's North Korean envoy. He said, quote, I'll go. I'm afraid of the situation. I don't know what they'll do because they want to save their regime. He's spoken with the National Security Advisor, McMaster, about going there. He wasn't very kind to... he actually doesn't like and didn't ever... He didn't play well with former presidents. He didn't like Obama. He didn't like Clinton. He had never said much about Bush, as a matter of fact.
Well, they all seem to get along now.
Yeah, well, I think they get along in that circumstance. But if you read the interview, you will see a lot of things about the Obama administration, especially foreign policy, that he didn't like. He disliked it more than he dislikes even what Trump is doing.
It's not a secret. Jimmy Carter didn't like Obama. Bill Clinton and Obama can barely even be in the same room together. They actually hate each other. Yeah. And
that's the case anymore, though.
Oh, yeah. After the Hillary election? Oh, yeah. Because he thinks he sold her out. And the only one, and I think it's kind of interesting that the Bush family has sort of become the connector, because Obama and Bush get along. Bush and Clinton get along. I don't think there's
very
any
well.
Bad blood between Bush and Carter. It's pretty funny to watch how that goes.
Yeah. Yeah. Such is life, Jennifer, in the big leagues. All right, I want to spend a moment talking to you about the benefits of having a strong immune system, the benefits of being connected to Mother Nature, the benefits of having just the right amount of fruits and veggies in your daily routine. That is what you're eating, or maybe you don't get veggies and fruits the way you're supposed to. But because you have access to this program and because we have access to the information from Balance of Nature, we can tell you about the benefits. Or do you know how good it is to eat fruits and vegetables? We're talking about using aluminum. Now, no fruits and vegetables connected to aluminum. Fruits and vegetables are just fruits and vegetables. They grow the fruits and veggies, all the ones that you typically know about that you like, apples, bananas, blueberries, cherries, cranberries, And when I say these, we were talking about the sugar in the fruit a few minutes ago. One of the reasons this stuff is so good for you, one of the benefits is there's no sugar because all of that has been dispatched as they have prepared the fruits and veggies for the capsules that you will take. And so take these capsules every day. Not only do you get the benefits of the fruits, but the veggies, broccoli, cabbage, carrot, cauliflower, celery, garlic. You don't taste any of this if you don't like the taste of let's see, what one is in here. Some people don't like the taste of wheatgrass. Have you ever had a drink, a glass, a little, one of those little cups? You know those places along the main street in Venice? Jennifer probably does.
Yeah, they're juice bars.
It's a juice bar.
Mm-hmm.
And if you drink it's good for you. Right. But this stuff is so good for you, and it doesn't have any, there's nothing left. There's no aftertaste. It's just really good for you. There's a factual basis for concern about fruit and vegetable consumption in our country because 87% of Americans don't eat enough, either fruit or vegetables. And so let's get on the bandwagon. Let's take care of ourselves. Let's understand how good Balance of Nature products are and how easy it is for you to get on the bandwagon. So is everybody ready? Let's get together. What do you say? We can have a real good time. Go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you let them know that you heard the benefits here on the DJV program by using the promo code DJV. All right? Get involved. Get your immune system. That's another benefit. That maybe is the most important benefit. The immune system is charged up over 700% from what it is once you've been on this program for a month. And the first month will be provided to you at no charge. They have a health coach at no charge. So this is nothing but good all the way around. Go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you let them know that you're listening to the DJV program. Balanceofnature.com for their fruits and veggies, everything you need, and the first month is free. Use the code DJV at balanceofnature.com.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Have you experienced an uncomfortable moment on the job site? Maybe every time a coworker lifts a box, he grunts like a giraffe giving birth. Or you've just seen way too many butt cracks. Call the Timberland Pro Uncomfortable Moments Hotline at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Your uncomfortable story could be our next radio commercial. Timberland Pro knows work can be uncomfortable, so we make work gear that's comfortable. Work shirts, pants, and boots, head to toe. Share your uncomfortable story at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Timberland Pro, not uncomfortable.
All right, today, ladies and gentlemen, is Boston Cream Pie Day. The pie is actually a cake, for those of you who didn't know that. Originated at the Parker House Hotel in New York in 1856. So here's a pie in your eye, 21 after the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
That's the best part of the song. But the simplest guitar riff there is. Sam Moore of Sam and Dave, among the musicians playing in that concert over the weekend to raise money for victims of the hurricanes in Texas and Florida and Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands. The five former presidents were there. Barack Obama, George W., and his dad, H.W., Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, on stage at College Station in Texas, where Texas A&M has their main campus, and I believe it's the home of the President's Library. I did a tour 1 year of five presidential libraries during President's Week in February, and that was one place I went. It was not what I expected, actually. It was a pretty different kind of place. And all the libraries were a lot different, one from the other. So it was obvious, anyway, on stage that George Bush's, the father's, Parkinson's is beginning to get the best of him. But as the lady said, he got himself there. His wife, Barbara, and Laura Bush were in the audience. The wives of the others were not. Concert featured Alabama, Sam Moore, gospel legend Yolanda Adams, Lyle Lovett, Robert Earl Keane. Surprise appearance also, performance by Lady Gaga, who told the crowd, "Now that's what I call an audience." Looking at the presidents, she delivered a solo piano rendition of Million Reasons. It's about pain. Sometimes lives give us a million reasons why to give up, but we stick around, Gaga said. The version of You and I, ballad for her, featured her singing to each of the presidents. And then she wrapped up with The Edge of Glory. But that was kind of an exciting moment, wouldn't you think?
Yeah. For everyone.
Wasn't it 31 million collected? A million of that was hers. She cheated him. Imagine being able to just write a check for $1 million.
I know. Wouldn't that be great?
Like that, huh?
It'd be great.
Yeah. So, and what I was mentioning earlier was the picture that she tweeted with the all the presidents. Nothing more beautiful, she wrote, than everyone putting their differences aside to help humanity in the face of catastrophe. You know, that's the right sentiment. And we all think of this, why can't they all put their differences, why can't we all put our differences aside? Never mind just for this, but for advancement, as much as anything else. Part of the line of Madam President last night was the political reality of parties fighting with each other. The line in the show has to do with the government shutdown, and because the president is, and he won as an independent and has no allegiances to either party, they're all over him. And it shows how stupid that stuff is. It is. It's plain stupidity. It really is. And then there was a recorded greeting from President Trump. So the last time I think they were all three together was in 2013 when Obama was still in office, the dedication of George W. Bush's presidential library in Dallas. That was the last time they were all together. So this is all about the routine. I think we've sort of put it out of our minds, but remember all that flooding in Houston and in that area and how horrible it still is. I mean, what do you think? It's going to be fixed overnight and we're just going to forget about it? Yeah, this was a horrible reality. It really was. If you're interested in donating yourself, oneamericanappeal.org was created with all the proceeds going to the hurricane relief. OneAmericaAppeal.org. 28 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Now when you buy select HP printers from Staples, you can print free for life. That's right. Print up to 15 pages per month for free when you buy select HP printers from Staples. Get the confidence of never running out of ink and having to run out for more. The confidence of having ink automatically show up in your mailbox before you need it. HP ink delivered to your door. Print free for life. Staples. It's pro time. Print 15 pages per month for free. Pay as you go after that or upgrade to another plan. See staples.com/printfreeforlife for details.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Good, 34 at the hour, but don't take one while you're on the air. The ladies are very good at staying attuned and attentive to what's going on. The ladies are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV Show. You can hear a podcast, and perhaps in this week's podcast you'll hear the ladies discussing how great naps are. Naps are us. DJVshow.com for our weekly podcast. One of the things... You know, every weekend I sort of take a little bit of time to do some studying. It's like homework. And one of the things that came up last week on our program was a discussion of the fellow, remember the story about President Trump speaking to the wife of the fellow that got killed in Niger, saying that's what he signed up for, or he knew what he signed up for. I'm paraphrasing, but something like that, and it got a stir. So I think there's a deeper level of information here that is necessary, or I found it desirable, to nose around and see where we have troops. We have troops all over the place, all around the world. Most of us don't know, haven't got a clue, that in 64 countries around the globe, there is an American presence. And in Africa... We pretty much are everywhere. Because remember, we asked, okay, after we found out the fact that Mr. Trump spoke to this lady and then the discussion with Niger. How did he get killed in Niger? What's going on there? So this country is in the spotlight. And then the reevaluation of our presence there and in other countries in Africa became something that people started looking into. The Pentagon is pretty close-lipped about our presence in Africa. But if you really push around, there are a lot of people, and they say the reason that they're there is because of this, the extremists, the terrorists who are sort of regrouping, Daesh. We think they're in the Middle East.
Because Raqqa just fell officially over the weekend, and so the thought is, where did they look to set up their caliphate? And the answer is definitely Africa. That's where the majority of those people have gone already. Plus, you have Boko Haram, you have Al-Qaeda in Africa. I mean, there's a prime opportunity for terror in Africa right now.
So how do we get, permission? Do we call up the president of some country and say, we need to come in there to go get the Daeshers? Daesh and ISIS are the same thing. I prefer not to call them ISIS because they don't like Daesh. And not that anybody's listening to me from Terrorville, but I like giving them a little of the needle. Anyway, the number of countries, if we're focusing just on Africa, it's one thing. But there is a focus all over the place. And did you know we had a separate Africa command that... Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
It's like AFRICOM or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, AFRICOM, AFRICOM. Mm-hmm. Yep. The people who run the military say this was a small but wise investment in the capability, the legitimacy, the accountability of African defense institutions. And so we can spend a little money there and have a lot of impact. I think it's just something that we all ought to be conscious of. Where we are in terms of our presence and why we are there and whether or not we are in Africa, they're happy to have us spend our money there because most of the countries are poor. But I find it unsettling. Is that a word, or unsettling, to have troops everywhere? That it is, you can make a good argument for it, but it still is, I think, I don't know. I just don't. It makes you uncomfortable. I think that's probably the way it's summarized, for me anyway. What about you? Jennifer, you understood. You just helped explain the situation there. And it makes sense. You can make that argument, and it makes sense. But
I would love to have time of peace and have all of our troops be at home. I don't think that that's realistic. And I think that if you're going to attempt to fight terror, you actually have to have people there to do it. So, at this point, I support it. It doesn't seem to be a large number. It seems actually to be pretty.
They're 800 running in Niger.
To be running pretty efficiently. Now, I do think that the administration owes some explanation as to what happened. It seems there was some sort of intelligence failure in Niger that caused the death of those four people that you started this off talking about. So, I think that's important that we find out what happened, what went wrong.
Yeah. All right, Victoria, any thoughts?
No, I agree with Jen. It's unfortunate, but if it's necessary.
It's a coalition.
Are you excited this weekend, though? Did you get the big news?
Did I get the big news?
The Trump administration is going to unseal the JFK docs. Are you going to be excited?
Well, I don't know what...
I don't think it's going to show anything. I think it's going to be a big flop.
Well, I'm not sure about that.
Well, that's kind of that's what a lot of experts have already written about. It's a don't get excited, people. There's nothing in there.
Because there's still more government cover-up. This is one of the biggest conspiracies in the history of our country, and so there has been anticipation. You're right about that, Jennifer, and thanks for steering us in that direction. The president says he's not going to get in the way of these classified documents. If you haven't heard the story, these are all relative to the assassination of JFK. The deadline has approached. I think it's Wednesday of this week. Is it now? Mm-hmm. The 26th, Thursday of this week. Congress mandated the public release of these documents, FBI files, CIA files, unless the president at the time said, no, we don't want to release these documents. So the political advice here was to let it all hang out. There are a number of people. The guy who advised Trump wrote a book on the conspiracy between President Johnson and the mafia and the Cubans and all that other stuff. For me, the resolute impact of the Jack Anderson book is the one that more tells the story. And there have been several movies that were basically that were put together that explain. Even Frank Sinatra at some point in time seemed to touch on the edge of this because of his connection to Giancano and the mobs, and the whole thing is a mess. And even when these things come out, I'm not sure that America is going to believe it, because I don't think, to speak to what Victoria said, I still think there are answers that aren't here.
And I think that the reason that this is significant, though, is that I think at least in modern history, this was the moment in time where Americans stopped just thinking that the government was out to protect them.
Yeah.
And that they actually questioned things, that maybe the government isn't always there to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. And by if there is something here, what does that do for the movement that's already happening with a lot of people not believing that government's out there and just serving in your best interest? I mean, I think maybe there'll be nothing inside of it. If there is something inside of it, though, I think it only bolsters that revolution that's already going on about
not trusting
D.C., about the D.C. culture, right?
Yeah. Right. Not trust.
I just don't. I don't trust the government enough to even issue a transparent report. So
well,
I don't think
point.
There's going to be anything there at all.
Well,
I think people are going to be looking, but it's, you know, I don't think there's going to be anything.
There.
There's no big revelation of, yes, there was another gunman. I don't think any of that's going to be in there at all.
It was all whitewashed and whitewashed down to the core. So this is a bunch of, when I first saw this, that's why I didn't even.
Well, also, this is a big.
I put it out of my mind, actually, Jennifer. Go ahead.
I think 2017, or whatever the initial year was the year that Jackie O agreed to have this stuff released, because she was a big part of this, too. She wanted to make sure her children, you know, would be, you know, not even, some, maybe even not even alive. She certainly didn't want to be alive when this came out, too. So
that, none of them are alive except Caroline, right? There's not there's not a member of that family that's still alive, except for Caroline.
Yeah.
She ambassador to some place still?
She was the ambassador to Japan, but I don't think she is anymore.
No. What, you don't think she supported Trump? Huh. Shocker. 44 past the hour. Shall we do the sports news now? Or would you like me to have a little bit of an opportunity to discuss the benefits of why we ought to have people getting MyPillows? Which would you prefer, ladies? It's ladies' choice. My pillow or your sports?
You know what, Dougie? I'm going to say it's
sports.
Up to you.
It's up to me?
Yeah.
Jennifer says up to me. Victoria said sports.
Well,
all right.
We've got some big, exciting sports news that Jen's...
Do.
Yeah, that Jen and I are both excited about. So,
all
you
right.
know.
What, because the Yankees got beaten?
No. No, because the Dodgers are going to win the World Series.
Yeah.
Oh, give me a break. All right, so then, Jennifer, you can get excited about the Astros beating the Yankees, and thus... It'll be the Astros versus the Dodgers.
Oh, come on. I was actually hoping for the Yankees to win this one because I think it would have been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It would have been good for baseball to have the Dodgers and the Yankees. But Houston has had a rough year, so congratulations to the Houston Astros. In their 56th season, they won a Game 7 for the first time, defeating the Yankees 4-0 to win the American League pennant. The World Series will open tomorrow, Tuesday, in Los Angeles against the Dodgers, and the Astros will be there for only the second time in club history, not Dodger Stadium, but the World Series, of course. They've been to Dodger Stadium more than twice. Houston's lone World Series appearance was in 2005 when the Astros went up against the Chicago White Sox. They didn't win a single game in that series. So the next World Series game the Astros win will be their very first in franchise history. They've dedicated their season and now their World Series appearance way to guilt everybody.
Exactly.
And the people in Houston who still remain in recovery after Hurricane Harvey. So you know what, Houston? I love you. Stay strong, but go Dodgers. The Astros hope to prevent the Dodgers from winning their first World Series since 1988.
Was
Dodgers
there,
are due.
Was there sadness in New York City this weekend, Victoria?
I guess, but I wasn't sad. I want the Dodgers to win.
Hey!
I don't care about the Yankees.
All right, so Victoria, what's the scoop on Roger Goodell's contract extension? He's the commissioner of the NFL. Mm-hmm. Apparently, some of the owners are not too happy the way he's handled the anthem issue. Is that right?
Well, yeah, and apparently because there's so much other stuff on the plate of the NFL right now, his actual contract has been delayed. It was supposed to be renewed and extended, but now because of the protests and all kinds of different meetings that they're trying to have with certain team owners and certain players, that this is all just being stalled. And also, as Jen has been pointing out too, NFL's TV ratings have also taken a huge hit, and a lot of people are not happy with the way Roger Goodell has handled any of this. Plus, there's also the constant undercurrent of domestic violence issues and crime and all kinds of other stuff, illegal guns, and you hear about all these stories all the times with these players. So we'll see. I mean, I don't think he's going to be ousted because I don't know that they could replace him in the middle of all this, but I don't know if he is going to go another year or two. It'll be interesting to see what happens next, but... he's got a lot of work to do.
Inflated egotists, what mm-hmm. a bunch of boobs some of these people are.
And I think Goodell is one of those showboater types too.
Yeah.
Like the guy who's the head of the NBA, Adam Silver, he's very low key and not about himself. And to me, Goodell is just all about himself.
Well, that's because they replaced a guy named Stern who was there before in the NBA, and he was nothing. He was the same as Goodell, a big showboat BSer, and so he got run out of town on a rail. Which is probably what's going to happen to Goodell. All right, now is the time for me to talk about the benefits of going to MyPillow.com. Can do that now.
All you.
Sure.
You were talking earlier about naps and how important a nap is. Naps can set the same tone for you. I know in my experience over the years, I've become more and more prone to wanting to take a quick nap in the middle of the day as sort of a bridge for me being Radio Doug to Farmer Doug. And that requires sort of your head slows down. Like when I'm done with my work for the program, which generally takes me 3 or 4 hours after I get off the air, by midday I can feel it when I'm all done. My body is telling me, take a nap. So this is when those of you who realize you're not getting enough sleep, or even if you are, one of the reasons for not getting enough sleep is because you got lousy pillows and you can't get yourself comfortable. You can't get into a routine because the distractions of having your head on the pillow the wrong way, I mean, there are all kinds of things. Some people who have bad pillows wake up every 2 to 3 hours and they have to reset their sleep cycle. I will tell you, you get into the MyPillow routine and you won't have that problem. This is a patented adjustable fill that's inside of every one of these MyPillows. That's the benefit because it stays cool and in place all night long. So it gives your head and your neck support. You won't find this with any other pillow. MyPillow is the starter. And by the way, for the holidays, here's one that's for the road. Buy one pillow, literally. One MyPillow for home and one for the road. If you're taking a trip for Christmas, I decided last night I was going to spend Christmas with Brendan. Just the two of us. We haven't spent a Christmas together alone for a long time. Megan's going to her husband's family's place up in North California, so I just thought, okay, it's time. Brendan hasn't been at the forefront, and I couldn't get to him for his birthday this year, which is the first time in a long time I haven't done that, so I think I'll do that. I'm going to bring him a MyPillow, and you can bring your friends and loved ones a pillow for Christmas. Order them now, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Let's get into Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Victoria is going to take us through iPod Day. Did you know today was iPod Day, Kara? Back to 2001, the industry's booming, CD players the hottest thing around, and then enters the iPod. I think
which is hilarious that it's iPod Day because iPods are obsolete now too.
Yeah, right. They were $400 when they first came out. I had one. I never understood how to use it, so I gave it to Bob. But it was a you could get what 3,000 songs or something on it. Don't I remember that?
Victoria, well, that was the initial one probably, but I mean the one I have has. I think it's 40,000 songs, which 40, I don't have. 000. I don't have 40,000 songs on it, but I think that's the capacity. But it's not supported anymore, so yeah. I have all my music on it. I'm going to have a friend crack into it and download the music somewhere else now. So,
kiss it. Well, now you're all out.
No, I've got stuff that I don't want to lose.
Really? Well, there are things that Meredith was talking to me last night about the iHeart. I think she doesn't like Pandora because the same songs over and over again, so she is trying to program the iHeart thing, and it doesn't seem to. She says it's so time-consuming, and it seems like it would be time-consuming to do all that stuff, isn't it?
Can you get right down to it? Yeah.
All right, anyway. So let's, for a moment, before we get to today's important tech stories and how they impact you, let's talk about Vivint and how the Vivint system impacts you. This, if you have not heard of Vivint before, V-I-V-I-N-T, Vivint Smart Home. Matter of fact, Victoria was asking me about this just a few minutes ago, so let's see how good a job I can do in 60 seconds explaining this to you, Victoria. Ask me a question as you go along. This is, Kara has the answer. The number one smart home services provider in America is Vivint Smart Home. It includes doorbell cameras, security cameras, smart thermostats, door locks, door and window sensors, smoke detectors. There's all kinds of stuff connected to just one unified network, and it has a centralized control system. It's very simple, very intuitive, like using your iPad or your iPhone. Eliminates the need to walk through the house to flip all the switches at night when you're coming in or when you're going to bed. So you can upgrade your home with Vivint Smart Home to get the power for the security systems. You get go to bed, you want to set the system, bingo. It's automatic. Everything's automatic. You can speak to the person who's visiting at the front door from your bed. You can remotely lock and unlock doors for visitors from your bed, wherever you may be. So does this sound cool, Victoria? What do you think of this?
Very cool.
Yeah. All right, so here's the way to upgrade with Vivint Smart Home. Call the company at 855-718-6167. That's 855-718-6167. You want to have a customized, affordable smart home, get to these people. Go to the DJV Show website, djvshow.com. You'll see on the advertising bar there a section that's devoted to Vivint. Click on that, get a little more information, and then you can call them up. 855-718-6167 to get your home automatically upgraded so you have centralized control of all of the aspects of your intelligence. Maybe that's what it is. It's in-home intelligence. 855-718-6167. All right. So there's a new app called Venmo. What happens when you use Venmo?
Venmo is not a new app, but it has a new way of being used. Venmo is the app that lets friends send money to each other. So the dining experience, if you're out with a group of friends, instead of using six different credit cards, which restaurants hate, everyone just sends, you know, money through Venmo to all their friends. PayPal owns Venmo, and so now PayPal has said Venmo will now be used at any place that PayPal is accepted. So if you're shopping online or if you are in certain stores like Lululemon, Forever 21, Foot Locker, you'll now be able to use the Venmo app to pay your bill or to actually use it like you would Visa or anything else. So PayPal is saying they're very excited about this. They also have online protection for your purchases, so it is very similar to using a credit card. And Venmo says that this online checkout option is basically directly aimed at millennial shoppers who are the biggest users of Venmo.
Really?
So you're start to see it? Venmo. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't like to use Venmo that often. I've used it a few times because it's not, in my opinion, I don't think it's very secure, and they've had some breaches, so I don't really prefer to use it unless I have to. But if I'm out to dinner with a group of friends, we all use it because it's just easier.
Kara, are you familiar with it, Venmo?
I used it at brunch over the weekend.
Did you?
To pay back friends because I had to leave early.
Yep. And so now they're also going to have Venmo being used to donate to charities.
Maybe I can use it so I don't have to pick up the tab all the time. 59 after the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.